fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, it is Wednesday, the 28th day of December, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Happy to have with us this morning Deputy Hendricks, who's on the road to full recovery from heart surgery, to do the pledge of let's everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. Good morning, Dr. Myers. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Deputy. How was your holiday?
Real good. How about yours?
Well, I spent the time mostly in bed. I had a slight fever Christmas Day. It broke Sunday morning, Christmas morning, but I'm 100% recovered now, so thank you for asking. Your recovery continues, is that correct?
Yes, and getting better by the week and by the day. Like I told you before, I'll be returning to my duties back next week after the holiday. I got 2 follow-up appointments on January the 3rd. Due to my, you know, heart surgery, but other than that, I'll be back to duty as normal.
Well, since we began our conversations, are you now paying more careful attention to the local obituaries?
Oh, yes. They're still higher than they used to be. It goes back to what you was talking about before with other funeral homes and places like that. And also, you diluted to flower, places that have flower shop. Use a flower. Yeah, yeah, they their business is also up. So,
any noticeable increase in the deaths of infants?
I believe it is the same. I know last I spoke before. I know the one local funeral home is. Had to order more caskets than previously. Coco is someone I know, and we go hunting together occasionally when he's not too busy. But he's been so busy that he hasn't been able to go hunting as much as he as he normally would, and he has a couple of hunting camps, and one's over in Alabama, and he just hasn't been able to hunt as much as he normally does because of how busy he has been.
All right. All right. Well, once you're back in the saddle next week, you'll be getting more contact with people and what people are thinking and talking about, won't you, sir?
Yes, sir. Sure will.
Well, we're looking forward to updated reports once you're back as a deputy. Oh, and
sure.
Anything else to report to us today, deputy?
Well, I just wanted to give you an update on the energy cleaner, which I have a couple of. The doctor, he does, you know, these surgeries literally by the hundreds throughout the year. He took a look at my wound, and he says, man, your incisions are really improved a lot, and more so than I've seen. And I just quickly told him about the energy cleaner. So this, I just want to add that testimony about the energy cleaner, what it can do to help facilitate your healing. It's nothing like what your friend in Maine's situation
Steve
where
Whitman.
He got shot.
Yeah,
yeah, Steve Whitman. I knew the name. I knew the name. I just couldn't get it out. But it's nothing on that scale. But it's definitely it healed up very, very well. Continues to do so. And I know part of the energy cleaner, and of course I'm using doTERRA essential oils as well, putting lavender and a few other them on the wound. So just want to bear witness to that and put that testimony out there.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Deputy. Enjoy the rest of your time home, and we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Yes, sir. It'll be next year, won't it?
Next year. It will be.
And y'all take care. God bless you as always. And, of course, Kudzewski.
Roger that. Thank you, Deputy.
Take care.
We have patient waiting in the green room, Chance. Chance is a proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. I don't believe we have Dr. Myers with us. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, John. Great to be with you.
Good to have you.
A belated Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, and we will be seeing you in 2023, sir. I hope your Christmas, I understand you had a bit of a...
I had a head cold and a fever, so I missed my family gathering, but the fever's gone, and I feel great. So,
well, I have to say this. This year was one of the first years that my wife and I actually had a very peaceful, restful Christmas holiday. It was just me and her and the three dogs. And I got to tell you, it's a lot different than preparing food and the stress of the holiday. So it was very nice on my side.
All right. Well, Chance, I don't know if you've been following what's going on with these Twitter files, but they continue to grow more egregious. I'm going to go back here to the headlines, and so we got something to talk about here. Elon Musk goes nuclear. Every social media company is engaged in heavy censorship at the explicit direction of the government. Google makes links disappear. That's the headline here at the Liberty Daily, where I get a lot of my news. And above that is a related headline. FBI refuses to name other social media companies as paying to push fake news and regime propaganda. They being the U.S., the FBI, intelligence services in general, they made a decision on, and they decided who would be elected in 2020. It wasn't the people. It was the FBI and the intelligence agencies massaging, manipulating, and changing the outcome of our election. That's exactly what happened, isn't it, Chance?
You know, yeah, we go back in time a little bit, and we can see the interference coming from the left and high levels of intelligence services, and it's more than unfortunate. It's a crime, and that's exactly what it is. It's a crime.
It is.
And, you know, every once in a while, I'll have an opportunity to tune in to the news, the politics coming from both sides. And, you know, there's talk right now of giving passes to social media entities that go along with the narrative and punishing those that don't. I just heard that. And so, you know, look, this is supposed to be checks and balances, John.
Right.
And, you know, these entities, this is what our founding fathers were speaking about in 1775 and 1776. These powers have become the gorilla in the room, right? There's no more checks and balances. They do whatever they choose to do. But we forget sometimes that we have the power to make that change. We have the power to get these old fogies out of office, bring in some fresh blood, bring in people who are going to, you know, support the people, the patriots, right? Right now, Kamala is trying to, I refuse to call her my VP, but she's trying to cut VA services again. Now, saying that, you know, they're just, it's a waste. You know, these are people that if it wasn't for our Marines, our sailors, our soldiers, she wouldn't be able to even have a voice, right? These people have gone before her and all of us to make sure that our rights, our God-given rights, our constitutional rights have been protected. And here they are, little by little, just tearing it down. And I do say this a lot on the show, you know, you can't write this stuff. You just can't.
No, you can't. And this country has some serious, serious issues. You touched on something. I was doing some review this morning on all branches of the military are not meeting their recruitment goals. Are you aware of that?
I am. Yeah, they're paying now bonuses to recruit young people in.
Now you have a company with employees, and you have standards that the employees have to meet before you will hire them, and the military does too. Now, the standards have been the physical standards, physical fitness standards, have been reduced from what they were half a century ago. But even at that, 3 out of 4 American men and women are at the right age to join the military could not, even if they wanted to. They're either too fat, too dumb, too drugged up, or have criminal convictions. That leaves 25% of the nationwide pool for the military to compete with the private sector. Now, that 25% is the most desirable part of our population for Fortune 500 companies as well as military, isn't it?
No, that's absolutely right. When you and I were recruited into, you were recruited into the Army, I was recruited into the Navy, if you didn't meet certain specific the test and things like that, then, you know, you were out, period, end of story, including right. Physical fitness.
Right. Absolutely. Well, the Fortune 500 companies, they want to recruit healthy, intelligent young men and women. And so does the military. Now, the private sector has some advantages. Much of the private sector is not going to mandate that you get a clot shot, which is going to cause harm, but the military does. The private sector can offer more money than the military can. So it's easy to see why that the cream of the crop, the healthy, intelligent 25% is going to be highly sought after by the private sector and offered things that the military can't. That's a tough thing to overcome, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, you guys can look this up for yourself, but the same thing is happening in communities across the United States and law enforcement due to a lot of the politics that were involved in law enforcement over the past 4 years. Many of our good officers are gone. And I know Deputy Hendricks, if he's still listening, can go right along with this. But big cities, of course, like Detroit, D.C. and other areas, they've lost a good portion of career officers. They're gone. They don't want to be a part of the a part of the swamp anymore. And so the same thing is happening. They're offering bonuses to young people if they will go through the academy, if they'll go through the training. They need these young officers on the street.
Right, right. Well, at one point, my grandson was, my oldest grandson was considering law enforcement after he considered the Navy SEALs, which I said, young man, have you ever talked to a real Navy SEAL? And he says, no, Grandpa. I said, well, you're going to. So I put him on the phone with a very dear friend of mine who served with the Navy SEALs, and he got the facts of life explained to him in that regard, and he didn't made that decision not to do that. Then he's looking at law enforcement, and I said, young man, listen carefully. Contact with any body fluid can kill you. And if you're in law enforcement, you will come in contact with body fluid. That's a fact of life. If you're in law enforcement, isn't a chance.
No, that's absolutely right. You're putting yourself in danger, not as much from a stray bullet flying, but from body fluids themselves and needles on top of it.
Well, most cops will spend their 20 years as a police officer and never take their firearm out of its holster except for training, ever.
Right.
That's reality. But most officers also, if they're on the street, coming in contact with body fluids is a not quite, maybe not necessarily a daily occurrence, but it's something that happens a lot, especially when you're dealing with criminals and drunks, right?
No, you're absolutely right. You know, hepatitis is a major concern, as well as a lot of officers have to respond to homes where, you know, there's maybe an elderly person or something like that. And yeah, you know, they're outfitted with specific gear, you know, gloves and mask and things like that. But that's what EMTs are for. That's what that training is for. And unfortunately, that is a threat.
Well, I know a gentleman, a deputy sheriff in a nearby county, he was at a crime scene. He walked up to a cooler, just a typical cooler like you would use for going to a picnic. And it was in the process of being used to cook methamphetamine. Oh. He got a lung full of that, and it ruined his life. He's still able to function, but not nearly at the level he should. And it was a simple mistake on his part. But officers typically don't wear a respirator when they're at a crime scene, at least initially, do they?
No. They'll only don equipment if they deem it necessary at the time. And yeah, I didn't think about that, but the methamphetamine issue is prevalent among in almost every town across the United States. And you know, it's poison is what it is, and highly, highly explosive when they're cooking this stuff up.
Oh yeah. Well, the Archie Bunker solution would be to have free methamphetamine and free fentanyl dispensaries all over the city. We'd have a quick die-off of all the addicts, and then life would be grand, wouldn't it?
Well, how long ago was this? Didn't Biden hand out free kits, free drug kits across America to any one of those that wanted to get a free drug kit?
What, free needles? I'm not sure what you mean.
Yeah, during the break, I'll take a look at that. I remember this happening last year, I think it was.
Yeah. Yep, I don't recall that specific. Something about that I recall, but I don't recall any specific thing. Anyway, the call number is 512-248-8252.
I want to talk about something, if I can, John, that affected many Americans over the past couple weeks. If you were following, John, I don't know if you've had time, but if you were following this weather situation in New York, specifically Buffalo, New York, they had back-to-back blizzards. And now over 20 people have been deceased. They found them dead in their homes due to power outages that they just could not fix in time. And it's very, very unfortunate. And, John, I don't know if you – I don't think you had your prepper tip of the day, but –
I do have it ready to go, but go ahead.
Yeah, just to add this to the, you know, we've talked about this several times. Folks, you cannot count on your yoke. Oh, we have a break. Okay.
We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. It's down for the time being. We hope to get it back up soon. I can't promise when. But in the meantime, if you need an energy cleaner, need a liberated rocket heater, just give me a call, and I'll take care of that for you. The proper tip of the day before we get back to a chance here is to inventory your library and check your field gear. Inventory all that field gear stuff that you haven't used for a while. Make sure that you have what you need that's in good condition. And you have some follow-up here, Chance, real quick?
Yeah, just real quick. What we're talking about is what happened on the East Coast and what you can do. Listen, a lot of these folks died in their homes. One person actually died in their car. They ran out of fuel to keep the car warm, okay? So things we've talked about in the past, temperature-rated sleeping bags. You can get these mummy bags that are rated below 0 degrees, below zero. They'll keep you nice and warm during a power outage. These things, power outages, you can't control, right? Having a generator on your property, safely operated on your property, will absolutely keep you alive during a power outage. And a product that you have, John, the rocket stove, to keep you warm as well. So please, folks, please invest in keeping your family safe during these winter months.
Within the Special Forces community, the sleeping bag that has the highest regard and is that we like the best is made by Wiggy, WIGGY. That's Whiskey India Golf Golf Yankee Wiggy Sleeping Bag. The Arctic version is right at $300 on eBay. We got a caller on the hold here. We got Deputy Hendricks back for a comment. Go ahead, Deputy.
Yes, good morning again. And to echo what Chance was saying about being in the cold, you know this as well. Even one candle can put out enough heat to keep you from freezing to death. So if you can carry the spare candles or something like that as part of your survival kit inside your vehicles, good sleeping blanket even in your vehicle can keep you nice and warm. Just to echo what y'all are both trying to put out here to keep people from, because I also read about that there's a 22-year-old young woman that froze to death in her car because it ran out of fuel. Keeping your vehicle topped off at all times is probably a good idea with the shortages and things we're having these days. Down here with hurricanes, we try to keep our car full of gas because you never know how. That's with two oil refineries down here on the coast. So you just never know when you might need that extra fuel. One time I got stuck in a traffic jam for literally 6 hours. And if you don't have enough fuel, guess what? You can be part of that ongoing traffic jam if you know what I mean.
Part of the problem rather than part of the solution, right? Right.
Right. Real quickly, going back to what you're talking about with law enforcement, if you don't mind, I was driving and I wanted to pull over. There was a policeman in one of our local communities down here on the coast. All he did, he had protective gear on, he had gloves, everything. This was in the heat of the summer down here. All he did, John and Chance, was he rubbed the corner of his eye because he was sweating, and the residue from fentanyl nearly killed him. It was just the residue. It wasn't even a full, you know what I mean, a full exposure. And then there was a deputy I knew down in Florida years ago, walked up to a barrel that had washed up on the beach because of all the hurricanes. And he touched the edge of it, and we told him not to because I was part of the hazmat team. He went up there and put his finger on it, and within a few minutes he was having to be life-flighted to one of the local hospitals. So, you know, sometimes it's just it's the most simplest of things that can get you in trouble without you even knowing it. And since then, we've gone through the training for the antidotes and everything for the fentanyl and such things as that, so that we can also administer it to the public should they be, you know, incapacitated because of fentanyl and other type incapacitating drugs that are really, really so dangerous that it's why the border needs to be closed, because so much of it is coming in from our enemies, such as the Chinese and so forth, the Middle Easterners. Anyway, I just want to throw that in there, if you don't mind, about the...
I appreciate the input, as always. You have a follow-up there, Chance?
Yeah, Deputy, just a real quick question out of curiosity. That barrel that washed up on the beach, what were the contents of that barrel?
It ended up being some stuff that someone had dumped at sea years ago, and it's radioactive.
Oh,
no. Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Such things do happen, and people just don't really, even though we warned him not to touch it, he went ahead and did it because he was trying to show how macho he was. Well, he wasn't very macho a few weeks later when he finally survived, but he barely survived. Thank goodness. So, anyway, I did forget to wish everybody a Happy New Year a while ago, so I apologize for being negligent on that.
Happy New Year to you as well, Deputy.
Thank you for the call.
Anyway, y'all have a great day. Take care. Bye.
Will do. We have a 5-hour break. We'll be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk,
real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, it's down. I know it's down. We have had issues working on it diligently. In the meantime, if you need an engine cleaner, a mattress pad to go with it, if you need a Liberty rocket heater, mine's just a few feet from me, keep me nice and warm, just give me a call. And the telephone number is 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. Visiting with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. And Chance, what's that phone number for people to place an order?
Absolutely. The phone number is 737-400-2066. Again, 737-400-2066. And our email is simplycleanfoods, the symbol at chef, chef.net.
All right. What's going on at Simply Clean Foods that we need to hear about? Any new products or sales or specials or anything?
Well, there are some things that we're excited about. The 7-7 program that we launched on your show back in November of, I guess it was 2021, is a huge success. And so many of the folks that were on that program have completed their 10-month program where they have 6 months worth of food for $777, which is an amazing price. And so we do have about 40 openings. So if you are on a budget and you would like to be a part of that, you're going to receive one of our non-GMO fruits, our vegetables, our fruit and vegetable powders, our 100% organic herbs and spices, and a staple every month. And the great thing, guys, is it changes every single month. And so it's a way for you to store up some food for your family on a budget. And we guarantee you the price will never, ever go up. So take a look at that. Just go to our website, simplycleanfoods.net. And up in the right-hand corner, you'll see a magnifying glass. Just type in the words, pay as you go. Pay as you go. We're very fortunate to have the inventory on hand to be able to supply you folks with another 10 months worth of product. And it has been very, very successful. And thanks to you, John, for being a part of that.
All right. Well, good. Excellent. 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 Any issues with supply chain issues with your going on with your business?
You know, there's always issues, and it continues. But one thing that I learned in the military, and actually as an Eagle Scout, the terms be prepared, the motto, be prepared. So we don't look at next month. We look at next year. And so we try to forecast out, and we bring in truckloads of product in advance to have that inventory on hand. Because, look, I've witnessed it. John, you've witnessed it, getting inventory for yourself over the past couple of years. You just don't know from one day to the next if that product is going to be available, right? I've got a F-150 in the shop right now waiting for a part. I mean, that part has been three weeks now just for one little part to come in. So, yeah, this is the time that we live in, and we just have to be prepared. So we do have quite a bit of inventory, two full commercial coolers full of product ready to go.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. So if a person was to place an order this morning on Wednesday morning, it would be shipped today or the next day?
That is correct. We're shipping now 24 hours or one business day.
All right. All right. Well, that's good to know also. What's heavy on your mind that you want to talk about this morning, sir?
Ask that question again, John.
What's heavy on your mind that you would really like to talk about this morning?
Well, you know, I brought it up a little bit earlier because, you know, you tune in. I don't like to watch the news too much, but the weather has affected millions of people across the United States and other areas. But here at home, here in Texas even, where we experienced single-digit temperatures at one point just a few days ago, this is dangerous, folks. This is very dangerous. And again, it's not that, you know, you have to become a victim. You can prepare for these things by just purchasing and having on hand certain items and products that will save your life. Number one, again, John, as you know, is water. You need to have both potable water and water to flush your toilets, water to clean with, water to cook with, right? It's super, super important. Find a way to store that water safely, hopefully in a BPA-free container. That's going to be enough liquids for your entire family, not just a case of a bottled water from the local grocery store, but we're talking about 200 to 300 gallons of water on hand, and that's going to be rationing. So food, of course, water, food, a way to heat your food, a way to stay warm, first aid, batteries, and as Deputy Hendricks said, candles, very, very wise. An emergency radio. These type of things aren't options, guys. These are a must. And if you need, assistance with that, feel free to give us a call. we'd be more than happy to take the time to help you through that process.
All right. We have a caller on hold here. We're at Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Chance. This isn't why I called, but if you could also, though, after you comment about what I'm going to say, if you have any comments, mention those pop-up tent things that you had mentioned on a show prior. I had someone up here that was interested in learning more about that, and I didn't see it on your webpage. That's you that mentioned that, right?
That mentioned what exactly, Catherine?
The portable housing that you were invested in to help people. I had someone up here that was interested in looking at one of those.
Sure, that's portable shelters.
Yeah, so, I didn't see it on your webpage, but I called about the heat. That's why I called, John.
Catherine, it's a different entity. It's our nonprofit. I would ask that you have that person reach out to me at this following email address. It's Chance, Chance, at fmgi.global. Chance at fmgi.global. If they do that, I can send them information, pictures, videos, pricing, everything they need to know.
fmgi.global. Okay, Chance at fmgi.global.
That is correct.
Thank you. Chance at, okay, and then this is something I've learned up here that to stay warm that I didn't know prior, and that is, hang on a second, I want to save that. I apologize for the delay, but I don't want to lose that information that you just gave me, so I'm done. Okay, one thing I learned, John, is I was like the peacemaker in that I'm publishable on this one, okay? No one could play me in this movie but Angelina Jolie. She's got the fire I've got. And I was responsible. We had, like, at least three DOD security clearance people in this house in Belmont, Massachusetts, okay? And they were all fighting with each other, and I was a peacemaker. So if it got really bad, I was the one that had to get everybody to basically go in one room and hang a heavy piece. So you can get it at Home Depot, the heavy gauge plastic that drops down that would isolate that room that had a fireplace, right? And one thing that the plan was, you know, have the fireplace working, have a little bit of wood, everything ready to go there, and then have the windows covered with, I would get clear plastic shower curtains from Dollar Tree, and the Dollar Tree clear plastic tape, because it won't pull the paint off the windowsill or the walls, okay, damage the property. And that will, you'd be amazed how much that will drop the temperature. Okay, and then in the end of the winter, you can just roll them up, tape them at the top. No one can even see it, especially if you have drapery rods. And they can be cleaned. If it's a warm day, you can just take them down. And they cost a lot less than the other stuff that they sell. And again, the tape on those products that are expensive, it'll pull all its paint off. It'll damage everything. And so that was one little thing that that I found out up here to do. And it, you always have your Marmo sleeping bag or whatever brand, John, that you mentioned in your closet, the negative 20 degree bag or something. But that Dollar Tree clear shower curtain with that Dollar Tree clear plastic tape, and it'll even keep the heat out in the summer. Did you know that, John? It'll keep the heat out. It'll keep it cooler.
Well, of course. Insulation is insulation. Absolutely. Works
but
both
who would
ways.
Have thought that a Dollar Tree shower curtain, you know what I mean, could help you like that? I would, you know, I just, and you can see right through it. You don't even know it's there. And again, you can cover sliding glass doors with that stuff. It's so big. And that was just the best tip ever on how to stay warm. And so I just wanted to share that with everyone because it works in Texas. It works here. It works everywhere. And that's how you make blessings with your roommates, see, when they're shivering in their beds, right? You show up with two Dollar Tree shower curtains and the tape, and they tape their windows, and they will love you forever, okay?
All
thank
right.
Thank you. Take care.
Way to go.
Bye.
Thank you, Catherine. Your call number is 512-248-8252. Yeah, insulation is really the name of the game when it comes to heat and cold, isn't it, Chance?
It is, and like Catherine was saying, it's the little things that you can do, and you can do them on a budget. I mean, a dollar is a dollar. You can do this on a budget to keep your family warm. Is it, out of Better Homes and Gardens magazines? No, but you'll survive the elements. That's what's important.
Absolutely. Well, my Liberator rocket heater is going just a few feet from me. It's stocked up with pellets and it burns continuously 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I found out in using it that a bag of pellets lasts 24 hours, not 12 hours. We talk it when we promote it, the pellets lasting 40 pounds, lasting 12 to 14 hours. Well, my experience has been a bag of pellets lasts 24 hours. Very cost effective, to say the least.
But how much is a bag of pellets, John?
Less than $4.
Oh, wow. Wow. You can't heat your home for 24 hours for $4. No, sir.
I can.
Well, that's
so amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. And it's safe. The Liberator rocket here has passed all safety standards that there are, including Underwriter Laboratories, rated by the EPA at 99.5% efficient. So it's a marvelous thing that can really help a lot of people both stay warm and save money. And they're both good things, aren't they, Chance?
They are. They absolutely are. Another thing that was brought to my attention just in the past week, it's kind of off topic a little bit, but the winter brings, unfortunately, a lot of stress, even depression, amongst many young men and women and older across the United States. So it's all about our outlook, John, our attitude to face, you know, the winter storms and what's coming, right? And family,
right,
and friends and things like that. It's your attitude that matters. And so I'm just going to say this. I choose on a personal level to not do this by myself. I choose to have the Lord in my life as a guide to be able to give all that over to our Father. And I encourage folks to try not to do things by yourself. Be a part of a community, bring the Lord into your life, and I think you'll be better for it.
Absolutely. I agree, absolutely. Well, Chance, there's lots of prognostications about what's coming up this next year, which begins in just a couple of days. What's your prognostication for geopolitical matters, the economy, and so forth for 2023?
Well, you know, we hear the term white hats quite a bit.
Right.
On our side of things, right? I pray that there's more intervention in 2023. I pray that folks, team up to bring the people that are causing the issues, the evil amongst, the other side, to bring them under charges. Unfortunately, it seems very, after this last midterm election, it didn't turn out the way that we hoped and expected, right? So it's going to be a challenging year, 2023. But, we've said this so many times, you don't have to sit on the sidelines. You know, you start at your local level, like you've said many times, John. Maybe it's a PTA, maybe it's a city council. Maybe you write to your legislators, you tell them how you feel. Right. You do have a voice. And, you mentioned earlier, be part of the solution, you know, not part of the problem. So we're not going to take this sitting down, you know, get involved in other groups that are like minded, you know, team up like we do in the military, get a good team together and protect your communities, your small communities and your families.
Absolutely. Yes, I encourage people to do that. Well, we got the presidential election cycle begins next month, and it's going to be interesting to see who the Republicans end up nominating, and whether Biden will run again. Every month he's in office, quite frankly, a shock to me. I expect him to resign. I expect Kamala Harris to resign first and be replaced by somebody who they want to be president, which could even be Hillary. I've been saying that for several years, that Hillary would become the vice president and then that Biden would resign and give Hillary the presidency without having to run for it. And Hillary's become quite public again, hasn't she?
She has, but there's a lot of water under the bridge. There's a lot of information that has been released that shows her to be the criminal that she is. And I think that maybe in this case, she should be the front runner, because I don't think that she would be elected. I think that anyone that would be running against her on the Republican side, of course, would remind people of her crimes. And I don't know. I really don't know. I can tell you that, and it's just my personal opinion, that there are some others out there that I think if they ran on the Republican side, like our Governor DeSantis down in Florida, might have a pretty darn good shot. And he's not perfect, and neither is Donald Trump, but have a pretty good shot of taking it. What do you think?
Well, DeSantis is doing everything that he should do if he wanted to be a presidential candidate. And he's incredibly popular. Incredibly popular. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, We force the enemy to attack. I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. About to wrap up this hour. Pretty much flew by, didn't it?
It really did, John. It always does for me. We just, the conversations we have are important, and I hope people are paying attention. Just a reminder, folks, if you would like to be part of the 7-7 program, go to our website and type in the right-hand corner under our magnifying glass, pay as you go, pay as you go. It's a wonderful program to get 6 months worth of healthy, non-GMO food, long-term storable for up to 20 years for $77 a month. It's a great deal, and we appreciate your patronage. John, I did want to say before the end of this new year, it is an honor, sir, and a privilege to be a part of your program. I call you a friend, and I wish only the best for you in the new year 2023, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Just to remind you, in case you don't remember, I'm getting married in about a week, and I want to encourage people who want to give a gift to me to make that gift to Republic Broadcasting in my name. That would be something I would like for listeners if they want to honor my wedding coming up.
Absolutely.
That'd be great. Well, thank you, Chance. Have a great week, and we look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Okay. Appreciate it. Top of the hour break coming up, we'll have Professor McCanny with us. He always has interesting thoughts that I never know what direction our conversations are going with Professor McCanny. And he is a highly advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him about matters of archaeology. Seriously, they do. I just finished reading his new book, and it's very well done, and I want to encourage people to get that new book and read it themselves. And once you do, you'll be encouraged to read Professor McCanny's other books, which there's about 12 or 13 of them. So he's very prolific in his authorship and the different projects he takes on, and a great guy. He's a personal friend. I met Professor McCanny about 21 years ago. We ended up working on a project together, and we've been friends ever since. So here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.